With rebel forces surrounding the Haitian capital, President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled his country today for refuge in the Dominican Republic. Aristide's departure from Haiti follows weeks of violence and increasing pressure from abroad for him to give up power. NPR's Jerry Haddon is on the line from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning.
What's the latest you can tell us?
Well, when the news was first announced this morning to the Associated Press by a senior Haitian cabinet official, the city was still quiet, but the White House is now confirming that Aristide has indeed left. Apparently, he left about 6:45 this morning on a flight for the Dominican Republic and will be seeking asylum in a number of different countries, potentially. As the morning has worn on now, we're hearing fairly consistent gunfire coming from the center of the city, but no confirmation yet on whether or not people are shooting at others or just simply shooting into the air. But the gunfire has been increasing as the sun is rising here in Port-au-Prince.
Are more people going out on the street? Can you sense what the atmosphere is like there now this morning?
Yeah, as I say, very quiet early this morning because the news broke, at dawn and when most Haitians were still sleeping. But the streets still do appear to be quite empty. Although, as I say, there is quite a bit of gunfire coming from the very center of the city, it appears. And I might add that off the coast, you can see at least four U.S. Coast Guard vessels positioned there. For any potential action they may take.
Is it clear who takes over from Aristide at this point?
Well, constitutionally, his successor would be the Supreme Court Chief Justice. That justice's name is Boniface Alexandre. He has a reputation of being an honest guy. There has been a plan floated by Caribbean countries to set up a transitional, broadly based government with a neutral prime minister and a council of so-called wise men to help set up elections fairly quickly. When Aristide was still in Haiti, he was saying that he would accept that plan as long as he could remain president, at least in title. The opposition would never accept that. And obviously, now that Aristide has left the country, he's out of the equation entirely.
Now, what are the prospects that rebel forces are going to accept a smooth transition of power, a transfer, or any of the things that you've just said?
It's difficult to say because what they've promised all along is to lay down their arms as soon as Aristide leaves. They said they would not take the capital if Aristide leaves. He has now done that. They're apparently about 48 kilometers away from the capital, which in Haiti is quite a large long distance because of the bad roads. So it remains to be seen what their statement will be today, whether in fact they'll honor their pledge to lay down their weapons. Some of these guys are wanted criminals, however, and for them to just simply lay down their weapons and try to become part of a political process for them legally might be an impossibility anyway. So we really have to see how they react later on today.
And once again, President Jean-Bertrand Aristide has fled Haiti today for refuge in the Dominican Republic. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thank you.